Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. It's Sunday, preparing myself for the work week.
That's Monday feeling. Okay, that's good. Okay. We're getting somewhere with you.
Yeah, it's a mess.
The interview is about to start. So tell me, where are you originally from? Did you grow up in a Christian household? How is that dynamic, and how do you actually become quote unquote conscious?
Well, I am originally from North Carolina, Rocky Mount, a little small town, Rocky Mount. I left there in early 90s, moved to St. Louis, Missouri, spent half my life there. I would say 2001, I was introduced, to the Christianity. We went to church, but we were not really, a church, religious family. But we did go on Sundays or whatever. But so when I moved to Missouri back in 2001, right around when the World Trade Center, the airplanes flew into the World Trade Center. This guy came up to me and was like, on my job, and he was like, Jesus is not real, right? At that time, I was kind of studying, the Bible. So I got mad. I'm like, get out of my face. Like, that's not true. He's like, no, for real.
Really?
He's like, it's not real. Huh?
Really? Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, so I was like, I said, well, I don't believe that, blah, blah, blah. So he's like, I want you to read, some excerpts from this man named Dr. Ray Hagen. I'm like, I don't know if you guys have heard of him. I don't know.
Ray Hagen. Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Missouri. Yeah. Okay, nice.
Yeah. So I kind of was listening to him, having little earphones on. I'm like, this man is crazy. He's talking about the Piso family, the Council of Nicaea. And I'm like, what is he talking about? So then I started going deeper and deeper, and I started reading the Piso family. And I literally got sick to my stomach. So serious. I got sick because I'm like, we've been lied to. Like, I couldn't even eat for a whole day. I'll never forget that. And I went to go visit his so one Sunday I got up. I actually emailed Dr. Hagen, and he reached out to me and invited me to his African Culture Center. So I went there, and he pointed me out. He was like, you got to be Tamika. I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm so glad I'm here. Right. I got to give him all the credit, because if it was not for the guy named Randy and Dr. Hagens, I'm telling you, who knows where. I'll probably be somebody's preacher's wife. I don't know, you know, but I give all the credit to him, because I'm telling you, he opened my eyes to so much. And, you know, he would always say, don't take my word for it, look it up. And that's what I did. And I have not looked back since. And that's been, about 15 years?
Wow, man. So
beautiful.
So, like, how's that dynamic of you being conscious and you being aware actually plays out with your family? I know that we have spoke before, and you said that your dad is a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, he's a preacher, but the relationship me and my dad have, we're so much alike that he really doesn't interfere or try to judge me, because he knows what my beliefs are, and I'm not going back to Christianity. He knows that, so he doesn't bother me. On the other hand, my mom and my sister, that's a whole different story. They call me an atheist. I've been called Malcolm Isha. Malcolm Isha. Yes, I'm so serious. My mom, up to this day, she still calls me Miss Atheist. Oh, I was a Muslim. I'm like, how am I a Muslim? Because I don't believe in Christianity, but okay, whatever. But they don't try to force it on me. They know I'm pretty much the black sheep of the family. I mean, we can all go to dinner, and the whole conversation is about church, but I feel like, you know, I can't talk about this. I don't want to talk about this. So, but they, you know, I respect them, and they respect me, so.
Okay, the black sheep, like, huh? You being a black sheep, do you still go to church with them on Sunday or anything like
Absolutely
that?
Absolutely not. And they know not to ask me either. The only time I've gone to church was when my father was ordained. Or he did his, what is it? Yeah, or he was ordained. That was the first time in 20 years I had gone to a church.
Wow.
Yep. And I was texting you guys while I was in church.
Yeah, you were.
Yes.
Yes, you were, dear. I remember
And it
that.
Was weird, because while I was in there, I don't know if this preacher, this guy, he got on the pulpit, and he, I don't know if he felt something, but the first thing he said, I feel there's somebody in here who does not believe in Jesus.
I know you.
I'm saying to myself, say something, call me out.
Oh, my.
I feel better. I feel so much better that I don't practice Christianity. It's like a load off my shoulders.
Why is that?
Because I don't have to try to, you know, live by some rule they have. Oh my God, if I curse, I'm going to hell. Oh my God, if I don't do this, God is not gonna, you know, God is a jealous God. I don't like walking on eggshells like that. I don't like that crazy binding rules. I don't like all of that. So, you know.
You want to be free.
I want to be free.
I want to be
I'm not afraid of the boogeyman anymore.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay.
It's a Ghostbusters. I ain't ready no ghost.
No boogeyman.
So.
No more ghosts. Yeah.
No more.
This
no more.
Brings me to, like, my personal question, you know.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, I have two-part questions. So
okay.
My first is, whenever you dated Christian men, or, matter of fact, have you dated Christian men being conscious, and how was that dynamic? How did it work? What happened?
No, it didn't work. I dated one guy who was, I guess he was Christian because he talked about Jesus a lot. And he knew, you know, what I was. And we were in the car, and I wanted to literally jump out the car. I'm so serious because he just kept going on and on.
Oh, my goodness.
No, seriously, before I met you guys, I literally wanted to jump out the car on the freeway because he was making me so, like, irritated because he kept saying, oh, you conscious people, y'all take things to an extreme. There's a such thing as Jesus, blah, blah, blah. I'm like telling myself, shoot me, please, just open the door. Just let me get out.
Oh,
just
my
let
gosh.
Me go. Yeah, I've come to the conclusion I know it won't work. It will not work. It won't work. It won't
work.
Never again.
Nah, I can't do it. I just broke away. I just stopped calling.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I just stopped calling because I don't know. I don't know. It was always an argument. It was always the same argument. You know, I wouldn't even bring anything up. It was always him with your black power self, you know. And I got sick of hearing that. So.
Oh.
And that wasn't that
well,
because I wasn't from around saying I'm black power. It is. Yeah, it was just because I guess he felt like I had the RDG knee, bees on my neck or whatever. He assumed, you know, he will, oh, look at her. Look at Sister Soldier. Here we go.
Yeah, that was my nickname.
Really?
Sister Soldier, yes. I think I told you that before.
Yeah, I think you did. So I guess, I mean, right now, it's just basically, you know, hopefully I'll find someone on my level.
Okay. Now, okay. Next question. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a little bit difficult one, okay? But we're going to go ahead and go forward with it. I'm just anxious to have this one. Okay. So, what's up with you and these half-breeds, man?
Oh, my gosh.
You're being
Ryan West. Oh, my gosh.
I knew it was coming.
You know what? What is so crazy? I talk about my brother, but I sit here and I thought about that. I'm like, oh my God, my brother is just, he's a reflection of me. We are both the same. I've always been color struck when it came, I guess that's the word I want to say, when it comes to God. Like, I've always wanted the red bone guys. I told Ann, I'm getting ready to try to, you know, broaden my horizons here because, you know.
I just asked you that.
She just did, and I just told her I'm going to have to, you know, take it down to a caramel. I'm going to upgrade to caramel.
Oh, my goodness.
Caramel, you can get with
but you know,
me, baby.
Brian, you caramel. See? That's what I'm saying.
I'm in the running.
No. Listen, my ex-husband, soon-to-be ex-husband, it's funny because I just showed you a picture of him, and he's dark-skinned.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's very dark-skinned.
Oh, so
that's why we only lasted 2 years.
Huh. I think, is that where that stems from?
Huh? No.
Let's deep off into that. Has every brother that you've dated that's dark-skinned hurt you or something?
Mm-mm.
You sure?
No.
Because
I think
you date them half-breeds because they're not strong enough for you.
You don't think?
Uh-uh.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think you need to overpower. I think you need to overpower them. So therefore, that's why you date them.
No, since I was like 17 years old, I've always liked the light skinned guys. Always, like you know the Albie Shore, Christopher William dude. That's what I like.
So how did you end up with a dark skinned husband?
I don't know. I think because he treated me so nice, and I think it was a rebound thing. I don't know.
So you had to rebound from your brother. Oh my God, help me.
I laughed at my brother because my brother is just like me. Just like me. And I'm like, wow, let me break this cycle here because that's
not
fair.
It because that's a form of self-hatred. Whether you realize it or not.
Yes, it is. It really is. And I'm like, you know, I have I'm not saying I'm all that, but I have guys that really like me that's dark skinned, and I'm like pushing them to the side. That's not cool.
I know that, woman. Get your life.
Yes, it is.
Let me go. Mm-hmm. Yes, Brian West.
All right. So what are you telling me, Angela, is there's no such thing as you like what you like.
Me?
You know, so therefore you, yes, I'm asking you.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay. This is me personally. I still think it's a form. If you make a preference of just light-skinned men, it's almost a prejudice against other people or other shades of men. Yes, it is.
Okay, let me
ask you this.
You like what you like. Because that is a famous statement that everybody makes. You like what you like. Is that correct? So, what
is
your feeling on that?
I think that's
bullcorn.
Right, I think it's bullcrap. I still think it's a deep-seated self-hate there. I'm just saying, it's deep off in there. They like, you might not even be paying attention to it, but I think it's really deep off in there. Me, myself.
My subconsciously, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've dated every shade of a black man. Every shade. That's the like what I like thing, because if you have an appeal to me, regardless of what shade you are, I like what I like in that sense.
Okay,
but you're still a brother, though. Yeah.
I got you, yeah. I dated dark skin guys, but I highly prefer. Well, I can't even, because really think about it. Brian, not you, Brian, but
Brian, yeah.
My Brian. He's not light-skinned. He's actually darker than Brian.
No, he is not. Don't you sit up and tell us lies. OMG. No, he's not. Tamika Wiggins, you realize how many pictures you have sent me? Stop playing with me right now.
They were old.
Hey,
oh, no.
Hey,
yes,
on,
sir.
Hold on, y'all. Hold that thought. Hold
on.
We have a caller.
Oh. It's me, Jasmine.
It's Jasmine.
Hey!
Jazz.
Hey, yeah. I'm late.
My feisty little 4'11" sister. 4'11". Oh, my goodness. Don't you tell nobody else that.
I won't.
No, you all right, girl.
Jasmine, okay, real quick. All right,
okay.
I just want to chime in on this conversation, okay? All right,
okay.
Being shared to us, okay? So she has a preference for half-breeds, okay? Nothing wrong with that. You know, it's just her preference. She likes what she likes. Okay.
Hold on, you said half-breeds?
Half-breeds.
No, it's light-skinned brothers. They're not necessarily half-breeds. Brian,
come on.
Light-skinned brothers. Excuse me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Light-skinned brothers.
But half-breeds, Puerto Rican. Anyway, stop.
Angela has stated that this is a form of self-hatred for you to only select light-skinned brothers, or only in this color shade, right? So let me pose that question to you, okay? So what is your opinion on that?
I mean, I wouldn't say that it's just self-hate as long as that's not only what you're interested in, as long as you're interested in
keyword only.
Different, yeah, only. So if that's not only what she's interested in, I don't think it's okay. Me, I'm interested in, you know, the black of the berry. That's what I'm interested in. But, I mean, to each his own.
But the key word is only. So Tamika is only interested in yellow men. And more likely believe. Puerto Rican mix with black.
Oh, you like mixed men.
Mixed men.
Well, they're not black. They mean. They mean.
Well,
okay,
I just saw the last guy I dated was Africano.
Whatever. He's a wannabe African, Puerto Rican, Italian. I don't want to hear that. You black. You are a black man. Stop that.
He is.
Not him.
No. We talking about Brian.
Oh, boy. Oh, okay.
Not Poppy. Poppy is a liar. We're talking about Brian.
So Brian is what with the Y?
Puerto Rican.
Okay. So he's a Puerto Rican that accepts his African heritage, or what's the deal?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's a totally different ballgame.
That's the only way I'll date you if you have to accept that you are of African descent.
Okay.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, real quick. So, Jasmine, do you have any questions for Tamika?
I don't think so. Okay, so do you have, like, something against, like, black men with two black parents? Or is this just your preference? Because the way your attitude is in the group, I don't think you have any self-hatred.
No, it just so happens. I always end up with some light-skinned dude.
Okay.
And I've always been a light-skinned guy since I was, like, 16 years old. And that's what happened. The guy that I kind of was dating, I just asked him one day. I just said, hey, what are you? I mean, his hair is absolutely gorgeous, right? So I want to know, what are you? What you make? Right? What's going on?
Yeah,
he's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm Puerto Rican.
I want you to go to Tamika's page. Go to Tamika's page. Look at a couple of posts of the men she likes. That's all I want you to do. I'm just going to shut my face because you are full of corn. You are absolutely full of corn right now. Corn.
Okay, so
all kind
you
of corn.
Still see beauty in, you know, other brothers, right? The brown skin
brothers. I do.
I'm not
sexually attracted to right now. I'm working on it, dog.
So you like mixed men, really. You don't really like black men.
I like black men, but my preference right now, and I'm working on it, is not discriminate. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I'm working on it. I don't hate them. I just prefer... You know,
but I'm not saying you outright hate them. I think it's deeply rooted. I'm not saying you even aware of what you're doing. While I'm saying you making yourself aware that you really don't prefer black brothers.
This is Which Way Is Up radio therapy session right now.
You know what?
Let me go ahead and say it. But pretty much what Angela's saying is this is like a 6,000-year conspiracy with the Bible that we have been enslaved on in, say, A, and then after 300 years of that we've actually been enslaved, okay, where we're trying to pit against, like, hey, just the light-skinned person, okay? You know, we want to be next to this light-skinned person because he's right up next to master, okay? So therefore, we're trying to, what Angela's trying to say, I believe, is, hey, that has actually been embedded in us.
Yes.
You know, just like with the five percenters, okay, with our Muhammad, you know, they like to worship him as the human representation of God on earth because he is of a fair shape. So I'm,
and the Nation of Islam.
Oh, yeah, and the Nation of Islam. So what I'm saying is, you know, it is what it is. You know, you're working on it. I'm proud of you for it and all that good stuff. So, Angela,
okay.
Do you have any questions? Go ahead.
Any questions? No, I'm just proud of her that she's accepting the fact that there is a problem. I love you, sweetie. But there's a
problem.
There is a problem, and you need to work on it. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just it's embedded. It's deeply embedded. And you working on it. It's okay.
I am.
It's okay.
12-step program.
Yeah. Okay. I love you, though.
Can I ask
a
question? Did we talk about the crystalline girl, whatever her name?
Christina.
Ooh,
the Brian.
Yeah, what's
yeah,
that? Whose friend is that? Whose man's is that?
Brian.
Where did she come from?
Okay,
Brian.
So,
speak up, please.
I am.
Brian sounds guilty.
Uh-huh.
I am guilty.
Oh, okay.
Welcome
okay.
Here,
I see.
Okay? So, Christina, okay, she is a friend of mine. I met her in Final Battle. And she was, like, tearing up Hebrews left and right. I was like, dang, who is this? You know, and she was, like, just tearing them up. Like, I was like, dang, man. So now, like, I added her to there. You know, I had some dialogue with her. You know, she's from Houston. You know, that's where I'm from. You know, but she's of the Arab descent. And she has a perverse way of seeing what history is. Which I believe that is incorrect, and I think it's funny, you know, because it's based off no facts. So you have to understand, okay, whenever you don't have any facts or you don't have any substance, okay, what do? You go to disrespecting the person, just like a Hebrew.
Exactly.
So y'all just have to understand, okay, what's her advice, you know? So if somebody goes to disrespect you, okay, well, you know, it's real simple just to dispatch them. Because, hey, man, we've been disrespected for, you know, 6,000 years, okay? So go ahead and handle your business. I'm not advocating that you do that, but, you know, you do have to stand your ground.
Right.
So,
oh, ground has been stood today.
It really has.
And I formally invited her to come to that other post, but she wouldn't. She still hasn't came over there yet.
Love it. I think that she's a good barometer in the group. So, you know, just get a different opinion from somebody from a different side, from the other side. So, but real quick, okay, we're about to wrap up. Jasmine, do you have any 10 seconds? Do you have any words or anything like that? Lasting impression?
Yeah, be true to yourself. That's my little, what I go by in life. Be true to yourself.
Okay. Be true to yourself. Angela, do you have anything?
Yes. Love yourself and your people, Tamika.
What? I love my people.
All right.
Really?
All of them. I'm just playing, babe.
All right, me,
go ahead.
Live and let live.
I like that.
No.
Oh. All right. do you have any advice for anybody, or like, what's like the biggest lesson of your life up to today?
Do I have any advice for anybody?
Yes. 10 seconds. Hurry up.
Live and let live. That's it.
He's so rude.
Live and let live.
Okay, all right. Hey, Jasmine, we're going to do you next week, all right? Hey,
okay,
which
I'll
radio
be on
time.
Out
right now.
All
right, we're out of here.
All right.
Peace. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Peace and all hair grease.